Mom, get out of my fantasy.
Bandit Like Beckham is a story about a girl's strive for independence and friendship across cultural boundaries. Jess is the 18-year-old daughter of an Indian family living in London. Jess loves to play football and simply adores the way Beckham plays. Jess also loves a caring family, but they don't think it is suitable for a young Indian girl to play football. They would rather like to see her stick to their Indian traditions, learn to cook, study law, and marry soon.
Tess and Gary were determined to stop me this time. But when Tony passed me the ball, I took them on again. I wrong-footed Tess, then I pushed the ball past Gary, ran around him, and collected it on the other side. It was just too easy. Before they knew what hit them, I scored again. Tess and Gary were so mad. I thought they were going to kill each other. We were walking back to restart the game when I saw a girl coming toward us. At first, I didn't take any notice, thinking that she was just using the pitch as a shortcut. But she was looking straight at me and smiling. Hi. Hi? I stared at her. She was tall and thin, with short blonde hair, and she was wearing a tracky top and shorts. She was pretty, too. But I've never seen her before in my life. That was brilliant, she said eagerly. Do you play for any side? I was completely gobsmacked. I glanced at Tony, who looked puzzled too. The other lads nearly bust a gut laughing. Typical. The girl raised her eyebrows at me and shook her head. I'm Jules, she said, stretching out a hand. Jess, I said breathlessly. I didn't care how much the boys laughed at me. Jules thought I was good enough to play for a proper side. At least this was my chance to do something different with my life. This was what I've been waiting for.
Jules, who is same age as Jess, is playing in a girls' football team, namely the Hounslow Harriers. Jess manages to join their team and becomes one of the key players there. But her parents don't know she's playing, and Jess knows they wouldn't let her either if they did. One day, they are having an important match, but Jess can't come to play because her sister's getting married. Talent scouts were supposed to come to watch Jules and Jess play. So Joe, the trainer, tries to talk to her father, but with no success. Joe and Jess are now outside her parents' house.
We stood there in silence. In the background, we could hear loud singing coming from the house, as if to remind me where I belonged. So, you're promised to one of those blokes in there? Joe asked, trying to sound casual. Don't be silly. I blushed bright red and stared down at my shoes. I couldn't look at him. I'm not promised to anyone. You're lucky to have a family that cares so much about you, Joe said. Go on, you'd better get back. Hope it all goes well for your sister tomorrow. And good luck with your studies. I realized with a shock that he was saying goodbye. Come and see us sometime. I watched him get into his car and drive off. There was nothing more to say. I'd made my decision, or rather, I'd had it made for me.
Bandit Like Beckham has been written after the movie was released with Keira Knightley in the role of Jules. The book is suitable for use in the classroom as both boys and girls can easily relate to it. The story is about getting independent of one's parents, about trusting and finding friends, and about discovering and making use of your talents. Moreover, it gives insight into the Indian culture, which promotes intercultural understanding. This was a book review on Bandit Like Beckham, written by Narinder Dhami.